Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Michelle Martin. Good morning. At the start of the week, we saw the world's longest bull run end its 12-year reign as political upheaval helped push Malaysian stocks down more than 20% from their peak. The week started with shock resignation, sending Malaysia reeling into political turmoil. Malaysia's Dr. Mahathir Mohamad announced the dissolution of his cabinet. He was appointed the country's interim prime minister. In another unprecedented measure, Malaysia's head of state, its king, the Yang di-Pertuan Agong, says he will be personally interviewing each of the 222 elected lawmakers in parliament to ascertain the country's direction in the next few days. Besides shock value, the moves in Kuala Lumpur are historically unprecedented. Could Malaysia have a government formed without the mandate of its people, but a result of political maneuvering? And what's next for Malaysia? At least that can be expected according to the law, constitutionally. To help us answer these questions, I'm joined for a very special view on Malaysia by the President of the Malaysia Bar Association, Abdul Farid Ghaffour. Dato, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for having us. If we look at the recent interviews in Istana Negara called by Sultan Abdullah to find out who each of the 222 elected representatives supports, do these interviews of parliamentarians pave the way for a new government for Malaysia to be put in place without the need for fresh elections?
The step taken by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong is in accordance with the Constitution of Malaysia, where the provision is that the Prime Minister is elected among the members of the lower house, which in the view of the King, where the King thinks he's the person who commands the most support from the Member of Parliament. So the step taken by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong is something which is confirmed with the Constitution.
So in the Malaysian Bar's Association statement yesterday, you cautioned against political horse trading and the use of statutory declarations to determine the support of MPs. Help us understand what you are warning against, given what is currently playing out.
Well, yes, because we've been made to understand, the Malaysian public is made to understand that MPs who are ready to switch camps purportedly signed statutory declarations. And apparently some of them signed two declarations. So with that, the view of the bar is that can't be having SDs flying around everywhere. So the step taken by the Yang di-Pertuan Agong is a very positive move, but correct move, we think.
Dato, help us understand what's going happening in Malaysia. Is it currently without a working government for at least the next 2 weeks until the Malaysian Parliament reconvenes?
With the interim Prime Minister appointed, I think the government can still function. With the Chief Secretary of the State, he will be assisting the Prime Minister in carrying out the daily function of the government. Because the bureaucracy is still intact, it's still in a working condition. So I think they will implement the policies which are presently in place.
Okay, so you're relying on the civil service. Does interim PM mean that Mahathir can carry out all the functions of a Prime Minister?
Because this is something which is not provided in the Constitution and something which is unprecedented. I think the interim Prime Minister has to carry out his functions to a certain extent, I suppose.
Is it up to the Malaysian Parliament now to determine whether the word interim is dropped from Mahathir's title? Is it up to the Malaysian Parliament to determine whether the word interim is dropped from the title?
As I said, it's not provided for by the Constitution. So the only way forward is to appoint a permanent, a Prime Minister soon. That's the only way forward.
So the Law Society is calling for a vote of confidence when your lower house reconvenes 10th of March, the Dewan Rakyat, correct?
Yes, yes.
So constitutionally, should there be a vote of no confidence, then what is next for Mahathir?
Well, he has resigned, so there's no issues at all there. The only way forward, if there's a vote of no confidence against the interim Prime Minister, then the only way forward is for the Dewan Rakyat to be dissolved.
So is it a pure numbers game when it comes to the next ruling coalition, Dato, that a simple majority in Parliament of 112 will suffice?
Yes, of course. It's a simple majority.
Okay, so help us understand constitutionally the role of the King. I mean, will he have to decide if it is 112 seats in Parliament, therefore a new government, or can he override this?
Okay, for dissolution of Parliament, it is done by the King on the advice of the Prime Minister. So in the present moment, there is no Prime Minister, it's only interim Prime Minister. So I think the King on his own accord can actually dissolve Parliament if he wants to, if he thinks fit to do so.
I see. So what is critical, Dato, in your opinion, for a peaceful transition given what has transpired?
Well, I think the step taken by the king at the moment is something positive. He will, by end of today, hopefully have the numbers as to whether there's enough support for an individual to be the prime minister. Mm-hmm. If there isn't enough support, then they're looking at parliament to be dissolved. I don't know.
So the statement that the Malaysian Bar put out yesterday noted that Pakatan Harapan was elected to power based on Malaysian citizens' support for its election manifesto, a document focused on democratic freedom and fighting corruption and assisting those in need. Has what has unfolded put those gains in danger?
Well, obviously, there's a change of government. Maybe some of the contents of the manifesto might be compromised.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for joining us. I know you have a meeting in about 7 minutes, so thank you, Dato, for being here.
Thank you so much.
That is the Malaysian Bar Association President Abdul Farid Ghaffour joining us here on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.